Radio Tyneside.
So, Jonathan, just start by telling us, give us some of the background facts to what people are actually thinking about and doing with their pensions at the minute.
Yeah, so Wealth at Work did some research to try and understand what people were thinking, both across all the age ranges, so from those that are younger to those that are actually thinking about retirement. And there were some key figures that came out of that research that to a degree were quite surprising, or the extent of it was quite surprising. So I'll give you a few of those numbers. So 83% of people said that the cost of living crisis will mean that they believe that they will need to work longer than they had initially planned. We also had 59% of people saying that they're considering either stopping or reducing their pension contributions. So again, in turn, that's clearly going to have an impact on their savings and their ability to retire, or how much income they will get that when they retire. We also had just under a third, 31% of people who are old enough to do so, so people basically aged 55 and over, who said that they're considering withdrawing money from their pension early, but without retiring, and that's merely to supplement their income because they're under financial pressure.
And the situation, you know, with at the minute, if somebody did stop making their payments, it wouldn't stop their pension, would it? It would just reduce the amount that you're going to get at the end.
Yeah, so the key thing to consider is that if somebody reduces or indeed stops their pension contributions, what they're going to lose out on is not clearly just the contribution that they're no longer paying, but the contribution from the employer, that won't go in either, and also they won't get the tax relief on those contributions. So if you like, the true cost, if you like, of every pound that they're not contributing is much higher than that pound. So that's why we say to people, you know, you really need to think long and hard before you stop or reduce those pension contributions. And maybe there's other things, other costs that you have on a weekly or monthly basis that you should look at first, because maybe you can reduce there. And one of the common things we see is that if you take expenses that most people will have, so if you think about the cost of your broadband, the cost of your mobile, the cost of insurances, so things like car insurance or household insurance, even subscriptions to music and film downloads, and etc., we often find that people are really overpaying the odds for this, or with the case of subscriptions, they have multiple subscriptions for fundamentally the same thing. So if you add a lot of those things up over a year, it can add to hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So there is an element here of a bit of a pecking order, where people should really look at some of the costs they already have and whether those can be reduced without actually reducing the service that they receive.
Mm-hmm. And would you say age makes a difference? Because if you're, say, 25 and you've got a pension, you get pension from work as well, would you say it's not quite so bad for them to stop for a little while, or compared to somebody of 58?
Yeah, so I think with that younger age range, clearly they've got a lot more years to make that up. So again, one of the things that we would say to people is that if you are reducing or stopping, try and have a plan for when you're going to restart again, because whilst it's clearly never a good thing to stop, because it is going to impact your retirement income ultimately, if you think, well, look, things are going to be tight over the next few months, but maybe when I get a pay rise, I can get onto a level playing field again, and that's the point where I will start contributing or will increase my contributions again, that would be a good thing. Because I think the problem is saving is a bit of a habit, and if you all of a sudden say, right, I'm not paying into my pension anymore, and then clearly you have that money available in your bank account that you're now spending on other things, you get used to that idea, and then it's much harder to then start paying in again. So if you are going to stop, then try and have a plan for when you're going to restart.
Yeah. And anybody who again, a younger person who's got a pension, I mean, you could actually say, well, I'll get a pension at the end because the government will pay. What would you say to that?
Yeah, so the state pension is a cornerstone to a lot of people's retirement income. I guess there's two questions. One is, what standard of living do you want in retirement? So state pension will only ever really give you a pretty basic level of income. So if you want more than that, then clearly you're going to have to save for that. I think the other thing as well is that there's a lot of ongoing debate as to when people will be able to access their state pension. It is going up again from the current age of 66. So again, it's when people want to retire. A lot of people want to retire before state pension age. Well, if they want to do that, then clearly they're going to have other savings to provide them with an income. So there's a lot of things to really think through.
Do you have a website where people could look and sort of get some tips on this?
Yeah, so we have a website which a lot of employers actually use. So that's wealthatwork.co.uk. But if for people that just want general information, they will also be able to go to, for example, moneyhelper.org.uk, which is a government-based site which gives help on pensions and budgeting. So those are two useful sites for them to have a look at.
Good. Well, thank you for that. Good start to the day. Thank you very much for that.
Great. Thanks, Yvonne. Thank you.
Bye then.
Bye.